with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, December the 16th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and a stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
Well, I'm a little bit bombed out of my brain.
Again.
A little bit of sugar rush.
Again. How many bars of chocolate did you actually consume during the making of that rather awful programme, Scoff and Quaff?
Wouldn't you like to know? Actually, the show's fabulous. It's just the producer we have problems with.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's a little bit temperamental.
Really?
We had fabulous, from Folkestone, Kent Dark Chocolate on the show, Julian Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, well, it would have been rude not to. We had
to eat six bars of dark chocolate.
85% and 75%. But he also brought in, listener, some beautiful chocolate drinking flakes, which I shall be trying tonight. Maybe with a little bit of rum in my bed.
Julian, what are you doing to us? Goodness
and
sake.
Then, of course, we had our friend Alistair Jessel.
Oh, Alistair was lovely, wasn't he? It's fascinating. I'm always fascinated talking to Alistair. For those of you who don't know, Alistair runs Table Ice Cream. He makes the most gorgeously, fabulously brilliant ice cream. But we were having a long conversation about this after the show, actually. He actually makes healthy ice cream.
He does, that you can lose weight with.
Absolutely. Not only is it low calorie, but it's actually healthy and there's no sugar in it.
And it's got lots of vitamins.
It tastes absolutely gorgeous. It really is great stuff.
Yeah, and you're going to be trialling it, aren't you?
I'm going to be living on an exclusive diet for 1 year of ice cream only.
But let's go back to when you first met Alistair's ice cream and you discovered the licorice brand.
I did indeed.
Now, listener, tweet in and ask Paul Andrews how much of a tub he ate once. At Fruitworks.
No, I wasn't at Fruitworks. I was in my office in Maidstone.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, and Alistair swung past and he said, I've got a present for you, mate. And he dropped off a 2 litre tub of licorice ice cream at about 11 o'clock in the morning.
And then you cast some aspersions about, you know, to me about what I eat.
I left the office at 4 and when I looked, somebody had eaten all of the ice cream. I don't know who it was, but a lot had gone. I don't know how that happened.
And you're wearing it today.
Yeah, exactly.
He sent me a lovely quota for my freezer about a month ago, and I started one evening, as you do, on the honeycomb. And it was quite a large tub of that, and I sat on my sofa and watched a couple of bits of Downton Abbey, and then
as you do.
By the end of it, I had, you know, I'd saved them all up. I recorded them, or taped them, as my mum says. She's 84. And by the end of the five Downton Abbeys, I'd eaten a couple of tubs.
Really?
Yeah.
You shock me.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Not a lot.
Who's our sponsor?
Today's sponsor is Cleantech, who are a nanotechnology company specialising in...
cleaning floors and things, scrubbing them up.
Well, they actually specialise in...
refurbing them.
Smart fluid.
Really?
Mm.
Well, I was looking at their bio, and it said that they can, you know, really clean your floors and sort of refurbish.
Yeah, absolutely. But they use smart fluid. They use nanotechnology.
What is smart fluid?
Well, we're going to find out when they come on the show later on.
Oh, do I have to wait?
Yeah, you do. It's going to be a surprise.
Oh, are they phoning in?
No, they're not on today.
Okay.
They're coming on a later show. They're today's sponsors.
You mean I've got to wait till January?
Yes, you have. You can read their website because it tells you all about it on their website.
Okay, I'd rather
which is cleantech.co.uk. So thank you to them for sponsoring today's show. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much.
Sounds very exciting.
We'd also like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us while we're live on air is to tweet me. And you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we have had a few dozen tweets in already. And I shall be reading some of those shortly. First of all, I'd like to say a massive, massive, massive well done to our friends at Ancorians Football Club.
Oh, what have they done?
Ancorians Football Club are the junior football team of the year.
Wow.
They won the gold award for their junior team, and also the club overall were runners-up in the overall club of the year. So, fabulous. Well done to all the folks at Ancorians Football Club.
And what did the Marigold Glove win?
He won Best Starfish.
of the year?
Yeah, Best Starfish of the year ever. best Sponsor Receptacle of the year.
Oh.
Yeah, Sammy. Nice one, Sammy. So, congratulations to Ancorians Football Club. Very, very well deserved. We've had a few tweets. Funnily enough, we've had a tweet from Lee of Ancorians Football Club, who says, hi, I'm tuned in and listening to the Business Bunker Show. We had a very nice Facebook post as well. Did you see it from Mark Smith?
Oh, that was so nice. I was just about to say that on Facebook. Tell us what you said. It was amazing.
He just posted on our Facebook page. He said, thank you, guys. I had someone in my shop today that came in and bought a wood-burning stove. And all they kept saying was they heard you and her waffling about Whitstable Stove Shop, yeah. So they thought they'd better come and check it out.
They heard me waxing lyrical and you just spluttering like you do.
Exactly. So they heard about him on the Business Bunker show and they thought they'd pop in and buy a wood-burning stove for Christmas, as they do.
And they're lovely guys and you're supporting local. So that's great. And they're just as you approach Whitstable in Saddleton Road, just as you approach.
Yeah, get along there, buy a stove.
Yeah.
Make someone happy for Christmas, make them warm.
Can you imagine anything nicer than sitting by a little sparkling, crackling log fire at Christmas?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you for that, Mark. Thank you for your kind words. And I'm glad, people are hearing about you from the Business Bunker show. That's what it's all about. We've also had a tweet from F Keys, who are the Microsoft training providers over there in Medway, Canterbury and Maidstone.
They save you time and money.
They certainly do indeed. And Alex, who is the main tutor at F Keys, is a real guru as far as Microsoft Office products are concerned. And he really, really can show you some interesting tips and tricks and ways of enhancing your productivity.
Yeah.
He is really worth spending a couple of hours with. It's money well spent. I can highly recommend that. And I have, in fact, done that myself. And he organised my entire email box. And I even got round to replying to some of the emails I got a couple of years ago, which helped. We've also had a tweet from Andrew Mitchell at Connectit, the telecoms company based at the Innovation Centre in Rochester. Thank you for listening in. And the lovely Miriam McGurk. Hi, Miriam.
She's still in Turkey.
No, she's back.
Oh, she's back.
She's back for Christmas. Welcome back, Miriam, and thank you for tuning in and listening. And we've also had a tweet from Cars from Kent that says, hi, VanillaWeb, please can we have a shout-out for Kent's leading car portal on the Business Bunker show? Cheers. You have just been shouted out. Carsfromkent.com.
And the lovely, sorry, there's a festive picture coming up here.
Oh, dear.
Laura Burton Lawrence has just popped a little picture of her with her festive hat on too.
Right.
And she looks lovely, a little ding-dong bell on it and all that.
Oh, thank you, Laura.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining in. I'll tell you what, Julie.
Yes?
Why don't you read an email?
Sing?
No, we did that last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
I can't remember that. Was it My Way?
No, you did Chanson L'Amour, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we were rather good, I thought.
I thought you were, yeah.
I think it was a recording contract.
Yeah, I was listening to the show again, because the show is repeated early on a Saturday morning, and I accidentally had the radio on while it was on. And I was listening to it when you lot came on to singing Chanson L'Amour.
It was right on cue, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, it was.
The next Meetup Creative, Kent Creative, is in Faversham, and it's on Tuesday the 13th of January, so this is one for your diary. And it's 9:30 to 12:30 at the Alexander Centre, 15 Preston Street in Faversham. I'll read out the sat nav. It's M for Mother, E for Egbert, 138.
E for Egbert.
N for New Zealand and Z for Zealand. they've got Mark Thatcher, the illustrator and cartoonist. And there's also Kevin Grist from the Arts Council. He's going to be talking about grants for arts funding. You have to be very careful how you say that, don't you? Grants for arts funding.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You've got the F in the funding and the arts. Get where I'm going, Mike? Mike's not really concentrating. He's looking outside at the chocolates.
Yeah. Why would we want to concentrate on what you're waffling about?
Arts for farts. Mm. Oh, I've said it. www.kentcreativelive.org.
She does it deliberately. Mike, she does it deliberately.
No brandy yet. Brandy.
No, I have. I've had very, very high percentage of rum.
It's not acceptable, is it?
This morning.
And she does
breakfast.
It to me every time. Now I've got to go back and edit this file and take out her reference to naughty bits.
Gives you something to do in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
3ws.kentcreativelive.org if you want to get involved with that. Talking about meetups and tweet-ups, the final Kent Business tweet-up of the year is at Whitstable Hotel Continental, and it's this Thursday, the 18th, off the top of my head, at Hotel Continental on the seafront in Whitstable, 10 a.m, with your host, Julian, who will be there, Julian Field. And cool. Go there.
Thank you. We've had a tweet from Whitstable Stove Shop.
Oh.
Who says, Vanilla Web, that's me, and Jill Sirkin, that's her. Thanks again for driving customers to me. By the way, we're now checkertrade.com and Kent Trading Standards approved as well.
That is good.
Well done, Mark. Mm. So thank you for that. An absolute pleasure, mate. And keep on keeping on. And the lovely folks at Gullens, the law firm over in Maidstone, Gullens employment team, have said, Vanilla Web, Jill Sirkin, Window Fix Direct, Mike Waterton, doesn't look like there are many Christmas jumpers on show.
It's far too hot.
No, it's too warm in here for Christmas jumpers. I've got me lucky Christmas pants on, if that helps.
Oh no.
You don't want a photo of that?
No. But have they got a hole in because of the Brussels sprouts or?
But we are, I'm just going to ignore you, but we are wearing Christmas hats.
Yes, we are. You've tweeted a picture out.
We did. No, they've seen it. That's why they said that.
So it's not good enough.
Yeah, it's they wanted Christmas jumpers. Sorry.
In other words, they're moaning. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got an email to read here about the Federation of Small Business, who have a speed networking and mastermind event, and it's taking place on Wednesday, January the 14th, between 5:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. and it's at Tunbridge School, which is in the High Street, Tunbridge, and it's a speed networking and meet the mastermind event, and basically. You have to book for it, and then you have to book a 15-minute slot with a mastermind. And the various people that are offering mastermind services on the evening are social media expert Zoe Cairns, the lovely Zoe. Hello, Zoe. There's employment law as one of the subjects. There's auto-enrollment, which is something that all of us need to start addressing pretty quickly. I don't know if you saw, sorry to interrupt myself here, but HMRC have started already handing out fines. They've already fined 400 companies for missing their auto-enrollment date. So auto-enrollment with Steve Kilfoyle of Squirrel Financial Planning.
I love that name.
I bet he's the nuts.
Yeah.
Business Banking with Barclays. There's a Growth Accelerator. There's Chris Grays from Rift talking about tax, customs and excise. There's the UK TI, who are the export UK trading industry export people. There's people from the National Apprenticeship Scheme, Tunbridge Council, and people from the Federation of Small Business. So there's a huge lineup of mastermind experts, lots of networking to do, Wednesday, January the 14th, and you can book by emailing office.kent@fsb.org.uk. That's office.kent@fsb.org.uk. Do get along to that. Sounds like a great event with lots and lots of useful information to be had.
Big hello to Venom Tech Limited. They're listening in and they sent me a picture here of a pair of eyelash pit vipers for you.
Ooh, eyelash pit vipers?
Oh, they look very odd. Very odd, Paul Andrews.
Oh, no.
They don't really look like snakes.
Are you sure you're looking at the right picture?
I can't make head or tail of them. It looks like really corn on the cob. I'll pass it round, see what you think, boys. Very, very odd.
Right, okay.
Eyelash vipers.
Eyelash vipers.
Mm.
Wow. Cool.
This is a diary date, listener. This is February the 5th next year, and it's the Landlord Investment Show, and it returns to Ashford International Hotel in February on the 5th. It's a free event with 7 seminars being held throughout the day by leading industry experts and 40-plus professional services exhibiting, including legal services, buy-to-let mortgages, landlord insurance, and much, much more. So it starts at 10 a.m. till 4:15. There's the morning of networking, which is 9 to 10, and then you've got included on the day. You've got investment zone, investment opportunities ranging from student studio hubs, townhouses, and apartments throughout the UK. So let's have a look. There's a three W's, landlordinvestmentsshow.co.uk, and they say furthermore. We've never said furthermore, have we?
Furthermore.
Furthermore.
Forsooth.
If you're a business...
Forsooth, wench, and furthermore.
Furthermore, if you're a business within the property sector and you're interested in exhibiting, please contact them directly. And that's from Holly O'Brien. She's the events manager. And it's three W's, as I said, landlordinvestmentshow.co.uk. As always, listener, these will all be on the Kent Business website after the show.
Fabulous. Do you know what?
Tunage.
Tunage time.
Is it Christmassy?
It's quite Christmassy.
Is it Noddy?
It's Noddy and the boys.
He's a Brummy, you know.
I know he is.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be good going out with Wizard, wouldn't he?
He would indeed.
The two of them.
Roy Wood.
Yeah. Roy Wood and Brummy.
Yeah,
and
up the villa.
Roy.
Okay.
I used to fancy Jimmy Lee.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did he fancy you back?
No.
Nah.
I was not.
Nation. Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, bit of Noddy and the boys slide. Merry Christmas, everybody. Sorry about that. It's cheesy, isn't it?
You can't help it, Christmas.
Can't help it. It's just, you just can't avoid it, can you?
It's either that or you play something like Come On, Will You Faithful, or, you know, you can go a bit more highbrow. Come All You Faithful.
Yeah.
You go a bit highbrow. Right. But if you played that, I'd do the descant.
Right, okay.
I'm quite good at the descant.
Okay. There's a carol just for people like you, isn't there, that are gluten intolerant?
Is
that? Yeah.
What's that then?
Wheat Free Kings.
Who told you that?
I just made it up.
You made me laugh. Did you really?
Yeah.
You're quite clever sometimes.
Do you like that?
That is very, very good. Did you really just make that up?
Yeah, of course I did.
We went to the loo.
Would I lie to you?
Yeah.
I always get my inspiration
really
in the loo.
Yeah. You've got a little pad and pen there.
Exactly.
Writing it down. I bet you Googled that joke.
it doesn't matter what I do for her. She doesn't appreciate it, does it?
No, I don't.
Okay. Cool. Well, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, December the 16th.
Our lovely sponsors,
Cleantech. But coming up now, we've got our first guest of the day. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the first time onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Paul Haben of Window Fix Direct. Paul, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mike. Paul. That's good stuff.
You can't
that's
forget
good,
his good name, start. Paul yeah, and Paul.
Yeah, no, well, he was talking to the mic.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, so that's fair enough,
I
isn't
did
it?
That this morning with my guest. I kept calling him Jason, and he wasn't Jason at all. He was very polite.
What was he? You don't know.
Darren. Darren.
Oh, Darren.
Yeah.
I thought.
But I always think of him as Jason, and once you have it in your head, that's
well,
it.
Well, I mean, how rude of him not to change his name to suit you.
I know.
I mean, he really should, shouldn't
I know.
He? Yeah, anyway, Paul, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about Window Fix Direct? First of all, where you're based, and then the kind of things you do, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, well, Window Fix Direct is based at Boxley, which is between Walderslade and Hempstead Valley.
Right.
We predominantly do double glazing repairs. Mm. But we also install windows, doors, conservatories and gutters and fascia boards.
How long have you been about? How long have you been trading?
Been trading seriously since 2004.
Okay. So 10 years now?
Yeah.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we were having a conversation earlier about this because, as some of our listeners will know from last week's conversation, I'm having some work done on the house, so hence getting all these tradespeople in to talk to us so I can pick your brains for nothing, which is really useful. We were having a conversation earlier about various types of windows, and I was saying, I was giving it large, I was going, I've just had some triple glaze windows put in, and we were kind of discussing that it... You know, as a complete layperson with things like that, I just assumed that, you know, triple was better than double, and when they produce quadruple, I'll have those. But you were saying it doesn't quite work like that.
No, not really. First of all, I must say, Paul, that I'll be sending you the invoice for the information. But, triple glazing, that's really more for sound
right.
than... You know, double glazing, it works just as well for for your warmth, but the triple glazing really, if you live on a busy road or next to a railway or something like that, is perfect.
Okay. Now, WindowFX Direct, you do install windows and doors and things like that, but your primary business is repairs and maintenance?
Yeah, it certainly is, yeah. So
when you get that little bit of steam that's trapped in the middle of both your double glazing, I hate that, don't you? That little misty
When the window breaks down?
Yeah.
What
is all that about?
Cosmetically, basically, that looks quite bad, but we do a lot of hinge repairs and locks and things like this, you know. Right. People get a draft in a window... We can sort that out, the handles aren't working correctly, we replace handles, locks, it's down to general maintenance.
Absolutely, and quite right too, because that's going to extend the life of a lot of products, isn't it, just by maintaining them and repairing them and making them better. Yeah, go on.
I've noticed, Paul Windows, not Paul Bunker, that my daughter just bought a little house in Faversham, and she's got new double glazed, you know, the plastic frame things. They were original sashes, and they've obviously been replaced. But I can never, they're really sort of, they're probably cheap plasticky ones, and you try and lock them, there's a real, you know, I jiggle about for hours trying to lock them. So can you actually replace
The thought of that, Jules jiggling about for hours at the window.
It takes me hours to lock up.
Do the police know?
They come and help.
Yeah, yeah.
I do love a man in uniform.
Yeah.
But can they be replaced, those silly little plasticky fiddly locks?
They certainly can, yes. Usually it's a replacement handle. There are different qualities and things like this, but just to let you know as well, all my men, they wear uniforms.
Do they?
Don't tell her that, Paul. She'll be on the phone. You won't see any of them this side of Christmas, mate. They'll all be in her wardrobe. She's got a dodgy wardrobe where she keeps men in uniform, I have to tell you.
Also, would you do sash windows and things like that, or are you purely contemporary?
No, we do all types. You know, we have been known to work on the wooden windows, but we also do sash, UPVC, aluminium, you know, anything really. Everything's repairable,
right?
And that's what we're there for.
Okay. When you say about being repairable, obviously most things that are going to go wrong is either the glass is going to break down, as Jill said earlier, or you're going to have locks, hinges, brackets, arms. I don't know what the technical terms for all these things are, but I'm making gestures, which of course Paul will fully understand, but the listener won't know what I'm doing. But you know, like the arms that push windows open. What are they called? The thing on a sprung, an arm, I don't know.
The arm, yeah, a lot of people actually call them the arms. It's hinges.
All right, okay. So, obviously, you can refurbish, repair and replace those kind of things. Do you actually do work on the frames and the seals as well?
Well, we seal up the edges of the frames and things. Usually, the frames don't go wrong at all, but we can replace the glass.
Because I guess mostly what you're working on is UPVC type stuff, isn't it?
It is, yeah. There's lots of gaskets that shrink from the corners or perish after time.
Right.
You know, it's all replaceable parts.
Well, that's something that I wanted to ask you as well about UPVC windows. I mean, is there a finite life to a UPVC window, or has it got a half-life? You know, does it last for a million years, or, you know, is there going to come a time when, I don't know, people who had double glazing put in the 70s, their double glazing is going to be completely unrepairable and needs changing? How does that work?
Oh, no, not at all. Nothing really needs to be changed. Once a frame's fitted, it's fitted, you know. It's all the moving parts that will deteriorate. So if they're not maintained, we can replace them. Obviously, some parts become obsolete, but double glazing is just like a Meccano set, basically. You can interchange a lot of your modern parts and bring them up to a good specification again.
Okay, cool. And can you... Do you get involved with the security aspects of it? I mean, a lot of insurance companies went through a period where they were insisting that you had double lockable windows and stuff like that. I guess with some older types of double glazing, it doesn't necessarily have security locks. Is that something that you get involved in?
Yes, yeah, we can improve the locking on most items, really. Bring them up to the modern day locks, or we can add security to a window or a door.
Okay, cool. And did I also see on your website that you do some work with guttering and things like that?
Yeah, we repair guttering or replace guttering, fascia boards, soffits, cladding.
Right.
So see, that's so important, because if your guttering goes wrong, which it has on mine,
you're guttering?
Yeah, my guttering.
Sorry, I thought you said gussing.
So charming. But then it leaks through, and if you've got flat... I've got a terrible... two flat roofs as well, and they're awful. I don't want to swear online, but they are awful.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people at the moment, they're wondering why they've got damp inside their bedrooms and things like this. Mm. We go along, we have a look at the guttering. What we do, if we change guttering... the felt that comes underneath the tile should come out and into the gutter.
Right.
Included in our price, basically, we replace that with what they call an eave tray. So you've got a solid waterproof tight system.
Oh, okay.
You
cool.
know, and we are one of the only companies that include that in the price.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. So it's called what, an Eve tray?
Eve tray, yes.
Okay, all right. Hey, that's, I've never heard of that before, so that's something I've learnt as well. Fantastic. Paul, we could talk about this for quite a long time, but sadly we've reached the end of your piece here. If people want to get hold of you, have you got a website, Twitter account, Facebook page, what's the best way to get hold of you?
Yeah, our website is www.windowfixdirect.co.uk.
Fabulous.
Or we're on Facebook, or our phone numbers, you know, anything.
Right, okay, it's all on the website. You can find a link to Window Fix Direct website on the Kent Business Bunker radio site. And also, you can follow them on the Twitter, and their Twitter handle is at Window Fix Direct, which is all one word, at Window Fix Direct. So give them a follow on the Twitter, have a look at them on Facebook, but more than that, go to their website and find out more about it. Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Absolute pleasure to talk to you and find out a bit about maintaining and repairing windows and doors. Thank you so much, but do stay with us.
I want to know about the how you, if you've got one of those lorries where you put the great big sheets of glass on the side. They always look like fun.
No, no, not yet.
You're saving up?
We are, yes.
A glass lorry.
Yeah. You know those...
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. I know where you're going with this as well. You like the old Laurel and Hardy sketch with two geezers with a big plate glass walking across the road. That's where you were going with that. I know, don't you worry.
And then we could start singing Right Said Fred.
Yeah. Have a cup of tea. Yeah. Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Paul Haben of Window Fix Direct, thank you very much.
There's a networking breakfast with guest speaker Damien Collins, and he is on Friday, the 23rd of January.
That'll be the MP for Folkestone?
Yes, MP. Friday the 23rd of January, 2:15. Sorry, I don't mean 2:15, I mean 2015. The Burlington Hotel in Folkestone. And this is 7:15 a.m. until 9:45. It's £15 for members, and non-members are £20 plus VAT. And there'll be an opportunity to meet new contacts and generate business leads while sharing ideas and experiences with like-minded business people. Go on to kentinvictachamber.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. We've had a tweet from a new listener, Interactive Me. Vanilla Web, Paul, interactiveme.org.uk are a non-profit creating personalised online memory profiles for people with dementia in Kent.
Sorry, I was tweeting Don Wood.
What?
Did you say something to me?
No.
I was tweeting Don Wood. Read that again, because I missed it.
It's directed at you. It's Interactive Me, and it says Vanilla Web, Paul, that's me, interactiveme.org.uk are a non-profit creating personalised online memory profiles for people with dementia in Kent.
That's not directed at me, because I've been having table ice cream, which cures dementia.
I wasn't insinuating that you were a dementia sufferer.
I think you were.
I was insinuating you weren't listening to what I was saying.
I couldn't.
Which was true.
I was tweeting lovely Don Wood.
Absolutely.
Who's reclining in his
bed. Anyway, thank you for following us. Do have a look at their website, interactiveme.org.uk, and check that out. It sounds like a really interesting thing that they are doing.
Yeah.
And another new listener, follower, Brolly Buddies. Hi, Vanilla Web. We're new to Twitter and we're new to the Business Bunker. Please could you shout out our product, Clipper, CLIPPA.
Ooh, what's that?
It's a versatile drinks holder.
Oh, I'd like that.
And I think it clips on a beach brolly or whatever to hold bottles of Prosecco and...
A beach brolly?
Yeah.
So what, on the top you'd have a little tray?
Yeah, it's a round tray that clips around and you put your drinks in it.
That is good.
Ah, see?
Yeah, because...
Yeah, you didn't get that at first, did you?
Some beach brollies.
The reason that she didn't get it, listener, is she doesn't put a drink down long enough for it to stay anywhere.
Very unfair. There is a nice little brolly I use in Spain sometimes. They've got hooks around it and you can sort of put your sarong on it and your little bag and that. So I guess it's something like that, but you'd put your drink on it.
Ah, right.
I like those ones when you go to private schools, to the buffets, and they've got little side thing you clip on your plate.
Yeah,
that's cool, isn't it?
Cocktail things, yeah. Anyway, that's Brolly Buddies that they're called on Twitter, and their Twitter handle is Clipper, CLIPPA underscore BB. Clipper underscore BB. You can follow them on the Twitter, and they're Brolly Buddies, and they make... a product which is a versatile drinks holder.
But what you need in this country is one that would go on a raining umbrella.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you need.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they do.
Not on a raining umbrella, surely.
Why? Why don't you just go and look at the website?
I will. I will.
Yeah, good. And Business Community Breakfast has tweeted, they're the guys over in Gillingham, at Gillingham Golf Club, that have a regular third Thursday in the month business networking meeting, and they've tweeted to say they are listening in.
Listening in where?
To the show.
Oh, I wanted to know where they were.
They're in Gillingham. I just told you. They're Gillingham. At Gillingham Golf Club. In Gillingham.
Gillingham.
Gillingham Golf Club. What more do you want? No, do you want a precise sat-nav location?
Yeah, go on.
Were you a guided missile
or what?
Because
you know all the sat-nav, the way to say it,
off
don't
the top
you?
Of my head, yeah. Venomtech have tweeted as well.
We're very snappy with each other today.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the Christmas stress?
I think you're making me stressed, yeah.
Because I was up doing my tree till 11 o'clock last night. I feel a bit, you know, ratty.
And you were up walking the dog at some unearthly hour this morning as well, I know, because you started bothering me with messages.
I know. And also, I had to do my last final Christmas shop, and I was lugging it round.
Right.
Yesterday.
Lugging what round?
All my Christmas shopping for all my family.
All right.
Okay. And the parking was £1.60 an hour in Canterbury. That's outrageous. What do you think, Mike? £1.60 an hour?
Cheaper than Tunbridge Wells.
Really? Mm. What is it in Tunbridge Wells?
Yeah,
£1.80, I think.
Yeah. The only trouble is it might be expensive in Canterbury, but we haven't got any parking spaces either because the council just sold off 600 parking spaces. Yeah. Thank you very much for doing that.
There's another show.
Mm. What?
There's another show we should do on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Read an email.
Institute of Directors. This is the... See, I jumped to it immediately, Mike. IoT, Kent Howe... What's this? Kent Howe... Oh, Kent Howe leaders... I thought it was sort of, you know, Red Indian here. Native American. Kent Howe leaders communicate with Richard Newman, Director, Body Talk UK. Now, this venue is at Eastwell Manor, which is a lovely, cracking venue with log fires and things. It's 7:45 to 10:30. It's £10 plus VAT. And it's on the 14th of January. And that sounds exciting. They also have another one, which is where, I hear you ask. It's at the Tudor Marriott Hotel and Golf Club. And that's Ashford Road, Maidstone. And that's on the 22nd of January. And the sat-nav for that is M for Mother, E for Egbert, 144, N for Norman, and Q for the Queen.
and the is there a Q for the Queen?
Obviously. But not for a loo, because she only uses her own loo.
Yeah.
She would never use anybody else's loo. Did you know
I tell you, talking about a Queen, I have to say, on Twitter this morning, somebody started a spoof account, which is a new programme.
I love those.
Yeah, which is Britain's Got Royalty.
Oh, yeah.
And what they're interviewing for a new Queen and royal family as a reality TV show.
But is it a real show or is it
no, it's
be
a spoof. It's a spoof. Which I thought it was quite funny.
But there is quite a funny Queen Twitter, isn't
there? Oh, the Queen's Twitter handle is ain't hilariously funny if you ever get to follow it. We've had a tweet from Don Wood, who's known on the Twitter as promote_fanet. And sadly, he says, can you give me a mention, please? I'm laying in, listening to the Business Bunker, because my MS has knocked me for six today.
Poor Don.
I'm sorry to hear that, Don. I hope you're feeling much better, much sooner. But, you know, at least you can listen to us for a little while.
We do. I've just hooked him up with Mary Daly. So, Don, I've given you the Twitter handle of Mary Daly 1.
Right.
As you know, I worked with the MS last year.
Because the new MS Centre in Canterbury is on stream soon, as we heard from Bethany Rossiter last week of Mirage Designs, talking about all the work they're doing there building the new MS Centre.
So, Don, you could perhaps go down to the little oxygen chamber or have some therapies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Venomtech are liking the action photographs of you, Paul Andrews.
Are they? And somebody called Dan Colley was listening in from the Windows Direct office. Yeah, it's one of their guys in uniform, wearing his uniform, waiting for your call.
And I've seen the picture of the brolly. It's fantastic because it gives you space for it looks like three or four drinks there. So that would be good on the brolly. And who else? Table Ice Creams have popped in as well and said hello.
Right.
Mike Waterton, he said hello. He's put a terrible picture of my profile.
Well, you see, Brolly Buddies have actually put a picture up on Twitter of their holder now.
Yes, I just said that.
Oh, did you? Yeah, I thought you were looking at their website. I didn't realise you were looking at the top of the Twitter list.
It's fantastic, but I can't see a brolly. It looks like it's some sort of proper stand it's on, but plenty of room for drinks, which is what I like about it.
Cool. You've been putting out photographs of me again.
Have I?
Yeah. in various poses.
Action shots. They were, no, because you were going, listener can't see what you were doing, so
yeah,
I
yeah,
showed
yeah.
them.
No, I understand.
There's a Nucleus Arts, and they're holding a new type of monthly free networking event called Zest, which aims to connect businesses with local creative sector. As a fellow chamber member, we would love you to join us at the event for a champagne reception and canapes. And this is from 6 p.m.
Canapes. Canapes.
Canapes to you.
Canapes.
Canapes to me. From 6 p.m.
Canapes what?
From 6 p.m. on Friday the 16th of January. I've just got this sugar buzz. I can't help it.
Oh,
Friday
gracious.
The 16th of January until late, they say, which it would be if you're having canapes and champagne. Finance, they're asking. Have you thought about art as an investment? There will be ideas for creative team days. Help make your team get 2015 off to the best start. There'll also be marketing, innovative approaches, creative thinking that could be adapted to help your business stand out. And also community conscience and social accountability. Find out what's going on in your local community. So, to find out more, you need to go to www.eventjoy.com. January Zest. That sounds like a Christmas carol, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
Joy.com.
Oh, don't sing it, please. We've had a tweet from Terry Roffey.
Oh.
Who says, hi, Paul and Jules. Looking seasonal in your photographs. Please say hi to Paul and James from Window Fix Direct. Best wishes to all the listeners for a festive season. So thank you, Terry.
What's that Twitter handle? Was that his personal one?
That's his personal one. It's
Terry
Roffey 56.
Terry. I'm just looking for him.
Yeah, Terry Roffey 56. That's Roffey.
Because he's actually neglected to talk to me. So
I don't blame him.
I'm going to tell him off. Oh, I've got him. Oh, no, that's another one.
You know Venomtech have cleared up your thing about the eyelash vipers.
Well, it did look like corn on the cob. What did they say?
Well, they said, actually, Jules, it's two yellow snakes curled up together on a branch.
Well, I couldn't make head or tail of where one ended and where one started.
Absolutely. Well, I've told you now.
I did see some eyes.
Did you? You sure they were eyes?
Yeah. Could they be? What do snakes have, apart from eyes? Not much.
Hundreds of legs.
They don't have legs.
Oh, do they not?
No, that's caterpillars.
All right.
Honestly. Did you do biology?
Did I do what?
Biology.
Where?
At school.
I didn't
I know
do
you
school.
Left when you were eight.
I didn't do school. What's the matter with you?
Yes, you were banned.
Hmm. Paul, I'm a business consultant. This was interesting. I'm a business consultant and been listening to the Business Bunker, and I'm trying to promote international business between West and East, especially Japan. We're planning to start a new project with support from Kent County Council, International Affairs, and the Kent Foundation. Our primary aims are to promote more international trade, create more local brand and exports by the SME business community in Kent. Here's a short description of our aims. We want to increase new business and local products to export. We'd like to hear from local business people who wish to export to Asia, especially Japan. We will be able to promote as a project to lead to successful business relationships. We can help create niche markets to increase employment locally, and we introduce new business ideas and opportunities to entrepreneurs and venture companies according to their various business categories. We support and develop the projects in all of their aspects. We're also looking to promote international business between West and East. We encourage local business people to step up to more international business to gain more opportunities by learning the intercultural sectors international business requires and the experiences of other cultures, customs, as well as countries, systems and environments in order to increase their business success. And you can find out if you want about this new initiative by going to their website, which is Anjin International. Let me spell that for you. That's A-N-J-I-N International. It's all one word, anjininternational.com. There will be a link to it on the Kent Business Radio website. If any of the businesses in Kent have any questions, then please don't hesitate to contact me. My full contact details are on the website. And that's from Hida Fukuda of Anjin International. So, Hida, thank you very much for that. What are you looking at me like that for?
I think I just thought you did very well to say it properly.
As far as you know, I said it properly.
Yeah. Hida's an unusual name.
Hida. Spelled H-I-D-E.
Mm.
But I chose to pronounce it as Hida rather than Hide.
Where do you think they come from?
He's Japanese.
Japanese?
He's Japanese.
Kanpai.
He's the head of the Japanese listener branch of the Business Bunker.
Well, I say to you, Kanpai.
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 What's that?
What do you think? Hello? What do I do a lot of?
Oh, cheers.
Yes.
What, in Japanese?
Yeah.
I can count to 10 in Japanese.
Go on then.
Echi ni san, shi go rock, ishi hachi kuju.
Wahad nin teleta arba khamsa seta seba.
That's not Japanese.
Tamania ashara.
That's not Japanese, that's Arabic.
And of Kalim Arabic.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Digital in Kent Conference, 19th of March 2015, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Mercure Hotel Maidstone. That's formerly known as the Great Danes, I believe.
Yeah.
We are delighted to announce that Google is the headline speaker at our next Digital in Kent Conference. Alongside them is a stunning lineup of 7 keynote speakers who are the leading innovative edge of the digital and social media world. On Thursday the 19th of March at the Mercure Hotel, the event will be taking place, and we pride ourselves in finding sought-after, exciting and different speakers. We source the very best from around the UK and bring them to Kent. At our fifth conference, we will take a glimpse into the future. You will hear what's around the corner in 2015 and beyond. As always, we will have a choice of topical workshops at all levels to suit you, plus our popular speed sessions where you will hear hard-hitting tips that you can implement quickly and easily in your businesses. The speakers that are confirmed so far, and there are more to come, is a speaker from Google. Mr. Thomas Power will be there, which is nice. Bob Barker, Warren Knight, Matt Phelan, Alistair Frost and Luke Quilter. There's more details on the background to all of the speakers on the website, which is www.digitalinkent.co.uk. There's a special early booking offer. If you book now, it's a measly £67, and you can book at the website that I've just given you, which is www.digitalinkent.co.uk. That's going to be a cracking event.
A measly how much?
£67.
I'd like to say a big hello to new listeners, Red Fern Catering. They aim to be at the forefront of private and corporate catering in London and the South East. Their website is Redfern, F-E-R-N, catering.co.uk. They have 28 followers, so let's all follow them back and give them lots more.
Fabulous. Do you know what I think we'll do now?
Tune it.
I think we'll play a bit of Pogues.
Oh, I love this.
And then we'll talk to our next
this
guest.
This is my party piece.
Is it?
I'll send you the video of me singing this.
Oh, no.
Once, about 4 in the morning. I was good.
In the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held up the mall. Sinatra was swinging, all the drinks we were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, back. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. In that boat. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Back
being someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I've built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing Galway Bay,
and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance? Talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures. Independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm off my jack. Keep your hands off my stack.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 16th of December, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Sukin. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you awake?
Yes, I'm fine. No, I'm texting diligently.
I know you were. That's why I was looking at you.
I'm texting your fans.
She's playing on the phone again.
Yeah, and I'm sending pictures of you out.
To our listener.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. A bit of Pogues there, Fairy Tale in New York.
Yeah, I love that song.
That's one of my favourite Christmas songs, that. It's just so un-Christmassy, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, but it's...
it sums up the new zeitgeist.
It's something that everybody can sing when they're ratted, basically.
Yeah, right. Which is important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah.
Does anybody actually know the words for Auld Lang Syne?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because they don't mean anything, do they? Yeah, you can sing anything you like to it because nobody can argue because they don't know the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old acquaintance been forgot, I think it's the very start.
Yeah, I know that bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever that means.
But then it gets gradually, there's more.
Is that like being unliked on Facebook? How does that work in a modern context?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't know.
Enough of that. Hey, listen, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back for his annual appearance.
In his chef's hat, yes.
He knew what hat to put on as soon as he walked in the studio.
Yes.
And we were telling the guys from Window Fix Direct this earlier when Mike came in, that Mike was the very first guest ever on the very first Business Bunker show. And then we've made it a bit of a tradition, is on the date nearest the 16th, which was the first kind of date that he came on, the date nearest the 16th of December, we... always have him back on the show for our Christmas special.
Yeah.
So it's an absolute magic, marvellous pleasure to wish him back for the fifth consecutive years. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you ever so much. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, listeners. And a very special thank you to Juliet, Uniform, Lima, Echo, Sierra. Do you see what I did there?
Yeah, I did, absolutely.
He got that
right as well.
You know, the thing about Mike is he looks younger every year.
He does,
doesn't
he?
You notice, you and I was looking at pictures of you and I recently,
yeah,
and we definitely look older.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
What's but going on there then?
But old Mike looks younger.
He does indeed.
Very good.
He does indeed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, George.
Is it a new
he's
regime?
He's probably just about to tell us why he's so successful at doing that.
Shall I be quiet? Is that a cue for me to be quiet?
No, not necessarily, because, I mean, trying to keep you quiet would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? It just wouldn't happen. But we would prefer to hear from Mike rather than you, to be honest.
It's all that positive thinking, you see. You get what you focus on. So, you know, I start on, I'm getting younger every day. Why don't you do the same?
Yeah, I will.
Exactly. So, Mike, tell us about that. Tell us about what you're up to with MikeWaterson.com. You've been writing books. You've been speaking on the motivational circuit. You've got videos. You've got all kinds of things going on. So why don't we cover some of those things now?
Thank you ever so much for the opportunity to. We're really trying to produce MikeWaterson.com as the number one law of attraction portal. So for those of you that don't really understand the law of attraction, we're talking mindfulness, we're talking spiritual awareness, spiritual manifestation, and sort of what would be classed and encapsulated as new thought movement.
Right, okay. So let's expand on that a bit. The law of attraction kind of almost says what it does on the tin, really, doesn't it, I guess, assuming that I've understood it right. But what, for those of us that are a bit slow on the uptake, give us a bit of an overview of what the law of attraction is all about.
Is it a bit like karma?
It is a bit like karma. So it's all about getting more about what you focus on. And people say, well, I want to have more money. Well, maybe you're going about it the wrong way. Cause by putting out the thought of wanting more money, then you just generate more situations, events and circumstances where you want more money. Mm. Change that to I have more money, or more money is coming to me now, so positive tense, in the current tense, then by natural default you should attract more people, events, resources, situations and circumstances where you have more money. And it doesn't just apply to money, to any material thing, but also to non-material. This is how people, you know, become better. You know, you remain sick until you believe that you are healthy or recovering to health again.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that as well about money and stuff like that, because people do sometimes make category errors of things like that. You say to somebody, you know, what do you need? You know, they go, oh, my life's horrible, it's rubbish or whatever. What do you need? £1 million. They don't actually need £1 million. They just think that £1 million will enable them to buy the things that will make them happy without focusing on having the things that make them happy. That's the key thing. It isn't the money to buy them necessarily. And by asking just for one dimension of that, you kind of limit your opportunities.
Exactly. You really restrict the flow. If you are thinking your good thoughts, if you are a positive person and you are doing the right thing and you are living your life on track, so we all have a job, we have to earn an income, but if we're liking what we do, we're enjoying what we do, and we're in a good frame of mind, then we will attract the people, situations and circumstances that lead to that. And when we think, oh yeah, I would like a whatever, then to go, oh, but I can't afford it, automatically you're sort of putting yourself two steps away from it.
Absolutely.
If we focus on the achievement as done, then our lives by default tend to sort of zigzag to that thought, unless you replace it with a stronger, more predominant positive thought.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems to me, and I'm telling you this, but you should be telling me this, so I'm kind of paraphrasing it, but it seems to me that basically we are the sum total of what we think about.
We are indeed. That is, you know, the everyone is the result of their thoughts, actions to that point in life. And in 5 years' time, you will be the sum total of your thoughts and actions until that point.
So basically, what you're saying is you kind of get back what you give out. And the quality of your life is a reflection of how you think about what you're doing.
And very much.
If you change the thoughts, you change what happens. Is that how it works?
That is why we have the, as you know, the Twitter conversation. If people, for listeners that don't know, if you are, we built the website, but we want people to interact with us. So if you on the Twitter, we have the hashtag Daily Bread. We have lots of positive quotes, lots of inspiration, and on the website there is a link where you can actually put your own Daily Bread. So if you have a brilliant phrase, or you wake up one morning and think, I feel really positive because of this thought, then send it to us and we will put it on a slice of bread and it will be up there the next day.
What, like Wheat Free Kings?
Indeed.
Cool. So basically you can put an aphorism or a phrase or something that inspires you and get that tweeted out under the hashtag.
Share it with the world. You know, we write, I write lots each week, but we love to hear from people. We have love to hear from different sources,
yeah.
Which is why we then put on the website the forum, because people like the books and they want to keep positive and they say, well, we love the Daily Bread, but we want to interact with other people like this. So we put the forum on the website, and then I said, well, this is great, and we do have posts and we do have interactions on the forum.
Yep.
However, people said, but who am I talking to?
Yep.
And that sort of gave birth to the idea of LOA Connect.
Right.
So we are in the process of building a new website, which will be LOA Connect, Law of Attraction Connect, which is going to be a social-based site for those that are of that background or wanting to know more about New World Thinking.
So it's basically a social media platform for people interested in positive thinking, law of attraction, and all the things that you just identified. And that, as well as having resources on it, it's going to have a forum where people can share ideas.
People can share ideas, but they can also read in a similar way to how, I don't know, for example, LinkedIn and Facebook work, but with a more sort of niche for people that want more. So they're either successful people and they already know how to achieve, or they know what they want and they want to get there, or they just want to share positive thoughts with other like-minded people. You know, we go against the general consensus of media with its doom and gloom and negative slant, and we almost want more and more bad news to make ourselves feel better.
Mm.
And these people want to move to somewhere and they want to interact with other people. Mm. And the LOA Connect site will do that. There is more coming on the site soon. There's more updates coming on the site soon. But there is an introductory video already on the MikeWalston.com site.
Okay. And that explains what you're going to be doing and where you're going with it?
It's a little hint.
Okay.
Very exciting. You know, I play little games where sometimes I'm driving to work, and we probably all do this.
She works at home, listeners.
Sometimes I'm driving to see someone in Canterbury, for example, and I have these games where I let everybody out, you know, so I let everybody out in traffic. And then I have this thing that, you know, it's going to come back to me in the car. And it sort of works. I have another one where, you know, you can never find parking.
Mm.
So I have a little chant, like, because I used to be a yoga teacher years ago.
Little chant.
So I have a little...
little chant goes, oi, you get out of the way, I want to park there.
I have a Jaya Ganesha chant, you know, which is, Ganesha is the remover of obstacles. Getting very hippie here. So I do a Jaya Ganesha, and it always works. I always get a parking space when I do that.
But that's because everybody goes, plummy. Let's get out of here. There's some mad bat chanting.
And the other thing that I'm a bit spooky about is, I think it's Japanese, talking about Japanese, is I never leave the loo seat up. Because if you put the loo seat down, they say in Feng Shui that it keeps the money in the house. Did you know that, Mike?
I did know that. Also, if you have your front door leading to stairs that go straight up, that it symbolises that you might have a lot of money, but you can't keep hold of it because it just goes straight up. So
and most people's front door is in front of the stairs that go straight up, isn't
but
it?
If you look at mansions and very big houses, they tend to have...
Curly ones
or angles.
But when does the curl start? Does it matter when the curl starts?
Apparently not.
Okay, come round and look at mine. I'll send you a picture. I've got a little bit straight up, then it curls.
Yeah. You're keeping the wealth with you.
Oh, good.
Are you telling me she's loaded?
Apparently so.
No, blimey. I need to be. I've got to get some windows put in, you see.
Oh, that's true. She won't be loaded for long then.
I've got to get some double glazing.
Cool. So I've looked at MikeWaterson.com quite a few times, Mike, as you know. And I just want you to go over some of the resources that you've got available there, because you're prolifically writing books.
Very much so.
Which are available to purchase both through the website and through Amazon, I think.
And through Amazon Kindle, or if you're really busy and need it on Audible, the main three books are on audible.com.
Right.
So we want to talk about that. The website offers, it offers a multitude of things. But first of all, it offers a way to interact with us, look at the products and if they're right for you. Mm. Many people that are starting to come to the end of this year and think, where am I going to be in 2015? Our latest offering, which is 50 Grades of Pay, see what we did there, title again, 50 Grades of Pay, is...
love it.
A great action plan and a way to help you to focus and to have a clear, defined action plan on how to earn more money.
Right, okay.
And we also have we have a video of the week, we have quotes of the week, we have a song of the week, because we like people to tell us what they want to listen to and what's sort of positive and gives them happy thoughts. And we again, in a similar way to Daily Bread, we put that out there. There are many blogs on there that we talk about how to beat stress, how to keep motivated, how to set your goals, how to visualise. There's like I said, it is the number one portal for law of attraction and mindfulness, where people can come along, don't have to spend any money, they can just have a look and have a read. And
yeah, because there's lots of free resources on there, isn't there?
Definitely.
Yeah.
We're all about shareable assets. There's videos, there's the Daily Bread messages and the blogs, and then there's the ways to interact with us and to share those good thoughts.
Absolutely. For you personally, where are you going with this? I know that you want to bring this message out to more and more people, mm-hmm. and you're happy to go along and talk to people and things like that.
We are. Beyond the books, we're really looking at talking to people. So keynote speaking and business coaching is where we right. want to go. And then beyond that, the LOA Connect platform will be somewhere where we will spend a lot more time, and we anticipate being able to build enough people to interact with that we can have our own sort of gala and get people together in a one central place later on in the next year.
Right, okay. Sorry, I'm just messing around over here with bits and pieces of technology.
Not concentrating.
I was concentrating. I was listening to what Mike said, but as you informed all of our guests before the show, I have to monitor all the other things that are going on as well. But you're just on your phone tweeting.
Yeah, I'm just ordering my fish for tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Home Bay.
Right. So...
Bit of salmon, probably.
You can't get her to concentrate. That's what we need, Mike. We need a resource that sorts out Jules's thinking patterns. That's what I really need. And I'm looking for that. No, she's trying a bit of omness on us. Mm. Anyway, enough of that. So you're going to be going out, talking to people, doing keynote talks, coaching and mentoring and supporting and things like that. Is that something that you're going to do in a local area? Is it something you do on a national basis, on an international basis? How's that going to work?
For the benefit of the Business Bunker Show, we are predominantly focusing in the Kent and South East. Mm-hmm. However, national and with enough notice and, we need to discuss the expenses situation, we can do international as well. I'm happy to talk internationally.
Cool.
About this. And we will be culminating all of the works into one sort of major, almost textbook on Law of Attraction, which will be out for print September next year.
Okay. All right. So you're kind of working on a new book as well?
We're working on something that's going to... Yes, it is a book, but it's going to be not just on the web. There'll be a paper version as well, an actual published version as well.
Okay, cool. And you're working on that right now?
Very much so.
Scribing away.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yes. It's brilliant what you're doing, and you know, because you're knowledgeable about, you've had a very successful business career as well, in all kinds of other business areas. So, and in fact, I was thinking about this the other day, and I need to apologise to all of the listeners, well, Mike does actually, because it was Mike that introduced me to Twitter.
Really?
Me to Twitter.
How long ago was that?
2009?
Yeah, it was a good few years ago, and now I don't do anything else. My entire life is spent on Twitter. And so sorry about that, all of you thousands of people out there that get bothered by me every day. It's Mike's fault. But Mike introduced me to Twitter and the power of Twitter as a marketing tool, and, that has worked brilliantly for me. So I know how expert you are at marketing from a general business point of view. So what you're doing with all of this Law of Attraction stuff is really pulling together all of that expertise as well.
Yeah, it is a culmination of the business knowledge, and the marketing things that we've picked up over the years, but also putting it in a very positive, positive medium. People need, we don't want just doom and gloom. Yes, we want to be informed because, we need general conversation. We like to know what's going on in the world.
Sure.
But there is a lot more positivity, not just about business, but just life in general. When you think how we've evolved in the last, 1,000 years, but the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm just
going to say this because somebody sent me something this morning and it drove me nuts. Mm-hmm. They sent it to me on Twitter. And I don't get involved in politics and stuff like that on Twitter because it's a pointless waste of time. But it really does annoy me, this country, the amount of people on social media and every other platform who put out stuff that is just nonsense. But, you know, it's, you know, oh, this and that and this and that. And and everybody agrees with them. It's all a perceived wisdom. They're all cliches. Nobody ever looks at the actual data and checks whether it's valid. They put this stuff out. They don't think about things and it becomes tribal. So one lot of them all believe in one thing. The other lot all believe in something. The trouble is all of them are wrong because they haven't looked at it. And one of the things that I do know a lot about is the employment market. And somebody was putting out stuff today that was just such a load of nonsense. It was unbelievable. But thousands of people believe it. And it really ties in with what you're saying. If you believe it, it becomes true.
Exactly.
And it's a massive problem. They were putting things out that says, you know, the problem with this country is we don't have any real work. It's all minimum wage or 0 hour contracts. Nothing could be further from the truth if you tried. Less than 5% of jobs are minimum wage and less than 11% of companies even offer 0 hour contracts. And if it wasn't for 0 hour contracts, most single parents wouldn't be able to work anyway. And also, it's a EU requirement that we offer as employers flexible employment. But apart from that, it's really great. But it shows you then, because people believe that, because they see it written by the negative media, they then stop looking for work and it becomes true. It becomes self-fulfilling because they've chosen to believe it. And I guess that's really what you're saying from the other perspective, is stop having limiting beliefs. And start to open up your thinking.
Open your mind, but you know, focus on the outcome. Don't focus on the how.
Yeah.
If focus on the outcome. See it as done. Assume it. Believe it.
Yep.
And once you can feel it on the inside, you can then very quickly see it on the outside.
Absolutely.
There's a lot to be said for not... I know it's important, but for not waking up and just switching on the news, because there's so much... You know, we live in such a digital world where, you know, we're hearing about stuff going on all around the world. Which in the olden days, you wouldn't have had all that, you know, bombarding you, would you?
Yeah, because when Jules was a little girl, they hadn't invented any of that.
No, we only had Andy Pandy.
Yeah. And then that Gutenberg turned up and started inventing printing presses when she was in her teens, and she's been downhill ever since.
You only do semaphore, don't you?
Yeah. I'm waiting to learn Morse code.
But they say people were happier, you know, back in the, and I think we are all happy now.
Yeah.
I think that's a perception thing, but I think they, people weren't bombarded as much, and now we you know, I wake up and I don't listen to the news. I set my day up. Most people who follow me and understand New World Thinking, that's what they're about. It's like, I'm going to get, today is going to be the best day I've ever had. Today I'm going to get the best news I've ever had, you know, and we set ourselves up as positive as we can be to go out in the day and then attract those circumstances back to us.
Fabulous. Mike, we could talk about this for a lot longer, but sadly we've run out of time. So give our listeners a big shout out for websites, Facebook pages, Twitter handles, hashtags and everything else that they can join in with and find out about this and then stay on board for all the new things that you got coming along in 2015.
Thank you. I would love to, if you just want to Google my name, Mike Waterton, that'll be a start. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at Mike Waterton. To join in the conversations with the quotes and the good news and the motivational, inspirational messages, please follow us with the hashtag Daily Bread. And we're also on Facebook as well, Mike Waterton. You can look it up under Manifestation 123, which is an easy formula for us to help you with your success.
Absolutely. You. And there's links on the Business Bunker website and the Channel Radio website to Mike's website, MikeWaterton.com. So do please follow up with that. Mike, thank you so much for joining us once again for the fifth glorious year on the Business Bunker Christmas show. Thank you so much for that. It's an absolute pleasure to have you down here and to talk to us. And all power to your elbow, and we wish you a happy and successful 2015.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you,
Merry
Mike.
Merry Christmas to you.
We've had loads more tweets.
From home instead, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, go on then.
And they say, hello, great show today, really enjoying it. Can you remind listeners to look out for their elderly neighbours this Christmas? Thank you. And that's completely true, and I just retweeted it.
Yeah.
Too many people alone at Christmas, not just elderly, but Christmas can be a very difficult time, so do look out for your friends and neighbours.
Absolutely. Lamar's Catering say, hi, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. Santa has joined our team for Xmas and he's available for hire for events, parties, etc. And they've put a rather nice picture of Santa plus quite a small reindeer that looks suspiciously like a dog with some antlers strapped to its head. But apart from that, that's great. And you can follow these guys at Lamar's Catering on the Twitter, which is L-A-M-A-R-S LARMARS Catering, all one word, Lamar's Catering. So do give them a Twitter follow, if you, especially if you want to hire a Santa.
Now, there's a secret party hysteria which is hitting Canterbury, and rumour has it it's going to be tomorrow night. That's Wednesday the 17th of December. Reports are buzzing on social media of a secret party being held in the heart of Canterbury tomorrow night, and it's featuring Geordie Shaw's Vicky Patterson and Scott Timlin and the brother of footballers Gary Lineker, Wayne. It's made me want something in crisps now. The party has been completely secret and kept off the radar, and it only came to light as the anonymous promoters rumoured to be behind the mysterious event have been using only social media to arrange it, keeping a close circle of Canterbury's glitterati informed of developments step by step with cryptic tweets via Twitter. The elusive group have caught the attention of the city's Twitterati despite their efforts to keep it underground and away from the reach of general public rumours. People in the industry include local venue owners, and they've maintained a wall of silence in regard to the venue or location. But other sources mention a virtually unheard of new team of promotional masterminds working under the name of ON1_promotions on Twitter. ON1_promotions. So you can see social media updates happening there, and they imply there are several well-known celebrities attending, and even under...
Am I going?
I think we're too old, darling. I have been trying. Apparently, I think we might be a little bit old. We're probably more the Umbrella Club. And even underground DJs from the party island of Ibiza, including the Twitter handles Miss Sarah Toone, T-O-O-N-E, at Vicky G. Shaw, S-H-O-R-E, and at Lawler on Tour. Other reports show alliances with Wayne Lineker of Ibiza's Ocean Beach Club, with tweets including, "Looks like I'm off to Canterbury, Kent, Wednesday 17th for ON1_promotions exclusive party." There is a website, www.on-1.events. Maybe we should gate crash, Paul Andrews. I've heard it's very high end, and there's champagne. And you don't drink, so I can have your quota.
Right, okay. I've been told off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, apparently he's a real reindeer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. Lamar's Catering. I won't tell the reindeer what you said.
He was at the
Edinburgh Christmas Spectacular last week, and then they've started a hashtag, the real thing.
Because they are usually quite tall.
Yeah, it's obviously a small one.
It's a little pig-
I couldn't actually see, in my own defence, I couldn't really see the photograph that well.
Is it a little pygmy one?
I think it was just a young reindeer, probably.
I hope he hasn't
but apparently
been
listening
to the Superior Show, because we had a game person on, a game hunter on.
I bet he did.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Stour Valley Game, yeah, and talking about deer.
Peter Wood, who is 99Hawkeye99 on the Twitter, he said, "Hi, Jules and Paul Abrews. Apparently there's a typo in my name on the Channel Radio website."
Abrews.
Abrews, apparently. I'll fix that later, Peter. Thank you for pointing that out to me. And he says, "Season's greetings from overhead." Peter does overhead photography.
Does he use one of those zones or drones? Or
drones. He uses a drone. He does indeed.
Yeah. Does he? You can't get him one yourself, can you?
What?
Are they like Zeppelins? I don't know what they are. I don't really know what a drone is.
Remote controlled.
So you can't climb in yourself like in a Zeppelin?
No. You don't need
to.
It's just got a camera. Yeah. And he does overhead photographs.
I'm winding you out. I really do know what a drone is.
Do you?
I was just trying to find out.
You didn't call it a drone in the first place anyway, did you?
I was out of the zone.
Yeah, you called it a zone.
Talking of Lamar's Catering, I was just looking. They do hog roasts. I do love a hog roast. Don't you, Mike?
Very much.
I do. I really do.
Cool. Kent and Victor Chamber have done a report from the British Chamber of Commerce, UK Monthly Economic Review for December, and the briefing provides an easy-to-use commentary on the key economic indicators for UK businesses. The report also provides a comparison between the economic data compiled by external organisations, such as the Office for National Statistics and the British Chamber of Commerce's own quarterly economic survey. And this month's headlines are: the UK economic growth is unrevised at 0.73% in the quarter three. Salaries are rising faster faster than inflation for the first time in 5 years. Weakness in the Eurozone and in the UK's public finances remains the biggest risk to recovery. You can read more about the report by going to the Kent Invicta Chamber website, which is kentinvictachamber.co.uk.
Beautifully read, if I might say so. The Brownies have got their Christmas lunch with a glass of wine at the Best Western Abbots Spartan Hotel in Canterbury. This is supported and attended by the FSB, Federation of Small Business. Thursday this week, 18th of December, 12:30 to 2, £15 per person. Join us for Christmas, and they'll be hosting the annual Christmas lunch. It's a two-course Christmas lunch served at 1 p.m. with time to network after lunch. Christmas jumpers are suitable attire, they say, and all hats, crackers and novelties will be provided. You can go to events at abbotspartanhotel.com to book your place.
Cool. Do you want to do another email?
Networking Christmas special. This is 6:45 to 8 p.m. Pickup points are at Tunbridge Wells, Kings Hill, Maidstone and Ashford. And it is, this is from the Kent Best Business Events.co.uk. So it's come and join us for have some fun. Oh, this sounds lovely. Delicious three-course lunch at the stunning Chateau de Coqueville, set in magnificent parkland, 15 minutes from Calais. Networking right. Christmas special. What a good idea. So you get £72.50 and you get return luxury travel to Chateau de Coqueville from pickup point. You get fizz and croissant en route. You get shopping at Cité Europe, still cheaper than the UK. You get a French apéritif and you get three-course lunch with wine as well. And you get also a local brewery, Brasserie de Two Caps for tour and tasting. Brasserie de Two Caps, that must be Deux Caps, I think. Deux Caps, or Caps of Deux. So that's £72.50 plus VAT, and it's info@kentbusinessevents.co.uk, and it is on the 18th, this Thursday. I will read you out her phone number, actually, because this is exciting. It's 01732 758530.
Fantastic. Thank you. We've had loads more tweets still coming in. We've had Sally Laker, Sally for Cakes, has tweeted in. She's baking away for Christmas.
I bet she is.
Yeah, and she's also doing some fabulous work with a big raffle and fundraiser for Herne Bay Football Club and the Herne Bay Deaf Children's Football Club. So keep on keeping on, Sal. Well done. Ministry for Growth has tweeted in. And they are introducing us to a potential guest on the show.
Yes, I saw that.
A lady called Lorna Drew, beg your pardon, Lorna Drew, who apparently is involved in the lingerie business.
I'm liking
the sound of that.
Yes. That's nice work. Listen, I've just looked at that reindeer.
Yeah.
I can see what you mean. It's quite small, but it's definitely a reindeer. It's not a dog. It's got no tail. Yeah, definitely.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, there you are, Mike. I mean, you couldn't put those antlers on, could you? They're real antlers. Mm. I think you probably need to go to Specsavers.
I probably do, yeah. Aylesford Farmers Market, local food, local radio, local chat.
Oh, yeah, they've got a huge farmers market this Sunday at Aylesford. Mind you, looking at the Father Christmas, I don't think he's real, but the reindeer definitely is.
I'm deeply shocked.
Well, I don't think that's the one.
I'm deeply shocked.
That isn't the real Santa. Really?
Is it not?
Really?
You've just destroyed my entire belief system.
No, I think the real Father Christmas is not quite so rotund as that to get down your chimney.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I think the reindeer's real. Kent Invicta Chamber have got a networking meeting. Guest speaker is Emma Cox from Cox Consultancy, promoting yourself and your business using LinkedIn. Wednesday the 14th of January at the Cote Brasserie in Bluewater, Dartford. And also the guest speaker on the 16th of January is guest speaker Hilary Steele from Kent Ideas.
Oh, nice one.
Editor of Kent Women in Business magazine. And her talk is called, but for my own part, it was Greek to me. 3ws.kentinvictachamber.co.uk.
Cool. Did you read the tweet from Redfern Catering?
Yes.
Cool. You did read that, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Can't remember what it was now, but I know
they,
I read
they
it.
Just asked for a shout out.
No, I said I would give them a shout out.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
They thanked me, and they're listening live.
Absolutely.
Whilst catering. After hours networking, Kent and Victor Chamber, just to keep you up to date. The next one in January is going to be 6 p.m. to 7:30. No need to book, they say, just turn up. It's Tuesday the 6th of January, Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford, and also at the Conningbrook Hotel, Ashford, on the same night, Tuesday the 6th of January. And you can go to www.kentinvictorchamber.co.uk/events.
Okay. Shirley Mansfield from the Grown Up Business has tweeted, "Wow, you seem to be loving my blog on the Business Bunker Radio website, Holiday Homework for Entrepreneurs. It's a brilliant blog, that's why. So do give it a read." There's Shirley's blog and over 30 other blogs about all kinds of different subjects that can be found on the blog section of the Kent Business Radio website. So do check that out. But certainly check out Shirley's, because that is a fabulous blog. And Shirley, through Grown Up Business and her business coach, SME, is one of our regular bloggers on the site. We've also introduced, for those of you that haven't noticed, a little news headline feature on the homepage of the site, where I change that on a regular basis and just put a little headline with a little bit of information about local news in Kent, business news, for you to read, just to keep the site up to date. And just to let you know, coming in the new year, we're going to have lots and lots of new things on the Business Bunker Show, starting with a redesign of the website. So we're going to be moving away from the old orange and black.
No more ginger?
We'll have a little bit of orange on there, but not quite as much as it has at the moment. And we're making it a bit more functional and some more things on there and doing some nice things. And there's also going to be quite a few changes to the format of the show as well. But we'll tell you about that as we get nearer the time and we've kind of worked it all out.
Yeah.
I've got a few more emails to read, but we're fast approaching the end of the show. Alternative finance is doubling year on year. Alternative finance, such as funding provided via crowdfunding and peer-to-peer lending, is doubling annually in the UK, according to figures published by Nesta in the UK Alternative Finance Industry Report. The amount of funding provided by the alternative finance sector grew by 150% from 267 million in 2012 to 666 million in 2013. And it is projected to grow a further 161% and will reach 1.74 billion by the end of this year. By the end of December, £1.74 billion will have been raised by alternative financing, peer-to-peer lending and crowdsourcing in the UK. Who needs banks? It's expected that the UK alternative finance sector will have provided 7,180 small and medium-sized business firms by the end of 2014, equating to a total of 2.5% of all lending to businesses. So that's another success story of the market. And I'm working on it at the moment, trying to get someone from the new bank, Metro Bank, onto the Business Bunker Show in 2015. So I am talking to the guys at Metro Bank, and hopefully they're going to be coming on and telling us all about what they're doing, because they're breaking the mould of banking as well in the UK.
About time. Needs a little shake-up, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Needs a big shake-up.
Yeah, big
not a little shake-up. Needs a massively big shake-up, yeah. The old corporate banks, like a lot of the other corporates, have lost the plot. Don't even get me started on Vodafone.
Too much on targets. Oh, yeah, Vodafone, I saw your tweet. There's a whole new show there.
I'm getting really angry.
Well, I am also. Let's join forces, because you know they hoodwinked me over that free iPad that never was free.
But their service is non-existent. They're just completely uninterested. Anyway, enough of that. I do want to tell you about this. For any business based out here being on Romney Marsh, where the studio is based.
It's the Marsh Million.
It's the Marsh Million, which is a business loan scheme, and it's funded by Magnox, who are the people that are currently decommissioning the Dungeness A power station and will be decommissioning the Dungeness B power station in about 50 years' time.
They put in a little log burner instead.
Yeah, exactly. It's funded by Magnox, Kent County Council, Shetway District Council and Ashford Borough Council, and the scheme offers a 0% interest loan support to small and micro businesses and to new start-ups with potential for growth in the Romney Marsh and South East Kent area. You've got to be a sole trader, partnership or limited company, or a not-for-profit business, and you must be based in either the Ashford or the Shepway district. You must be seeking a loan of between £2,500 and £50,000, and you currently have to have less than 50 employees, and you must be looking to provide more employment in future years. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to the website, which is www.kentgov.uk/businessloans. So do check that out. And I think, Julesy, we're at
I think we've managed to I've read all mine.
Wend our way towards the end of that little show.
Yeah. We've only got one more left in 2014, Paul Andrews.
One more what?
Show.
We have indeed, yes. We are back next week. We normally don't do the Christmas Eve show because I normally have a bit of a rest at Christmas. But
is it really Christmas Eve?
Well, it's the day before. It's the 23rd.
I know.
Yeah.
My new husband's very tight-lipped that I'm working.
Is he?
Yeah. He says he is, but he's probably really pleased.
He's down the pub going, yeah.
No, he'll do
it. No, he sent me a message. That's why I'm doing the show. He said, get her out of the house. For goodness sake, Paul. He said, what are you doing? It's a Tuesday. I normally have fun on a Tuesday. I said, sorry, Gav, mate. Yeah, I'll do a show especially for you.
He's very busy. His book will be out in February.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that.
Wiley Publishing, and it's Frontier, it's called, and it's on Amazon.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. I've pre-ordered.
I'm looking forward to it being over so I can see him again.
Listen, I need to say a massive, massive thank you to today's show sponsor, Clearteq, and thank you to those guys, the nanotechnology people. It's an absolute pleasure to have you supporting us. Thank you very much for that. It was fantastic to see our guest, Mr. Paul Haben of Window Fix Direct, and long-term supporter of this show and all-round top man, Mr. Mike Waterton of MikeWaterton.com. Thank you so much, guys, for being down here, being on the show and sharing your knowledge, wisdom and expertise with us. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you to all our thousands of listeners out there and for all the people that tweeted, emailed and contacted us and joined in with our show. We wouldn't be here without you. Coming up on channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day, 3 o'clock, Kevin Cowan with Extra Milk. At 5 o'clock, Mr. Craig Avery with the ladies' favourite show. At